The United Nations plans to publish a comprehensive guidebook on everything that's discussed in Johannesburg. Commentator Bill Moyers wonders if words are a sufficient legacy for an Earth Summit.
I should be over at the Earth Summit, listening to all the talk about sustainable development. Serious talk by serious people who've come here from the world over to see if we humans can treat the Earth as if we intended to stay. But I'm not there this morning. I'm sitting instead under some gnarled old trees in the middle of the cradle of humankind. The cradle of humankind is an hour from Johannesburg, out in the vastness of South Africa, where remains of some of our earliest ancestors have been found. No one is talking here. Only the wind breaks my reverie. The tree I'm sitting under is a mere 800 years old, quite young for these parts. People had been sitting under this tree long before Christopher Columbus sailed for East India. Right over there, surrounded by tall brown grass and dotted with the spore of hyena and jackals and the speckled feathers of wild guinea hens, are acre after acre of rocks that go back 1 or 2 billion years, more or less, and the fossils of flora and fauna said to be 1 million years old, and the remains of human beings, the locals tell us, have been here at least 100,000 years. I'm sitting here pondering my earliest kinfolk and wondering if it isn't all futile, this talk of saving the human race. What if we humans are not the crown of creation? What if it's affection for the snail darter that causes the cosmic heart to beat a little faster? The angel summoned to Earth by the playwright Tony Kushner said humans are a cancer on the planet. Maybe so. There will soon be 9 billion of us, and we're eating the Earth up, fighting over its shrinking water supply, cutting down the forest, pouring so much stuff into the atmosphere that it keeps falling back on us like dandruff. Who says we humans are the be-all and end-all? The missing Armenians, Buchenwald and Auschwitz, the little girl aflame with Made in America napalm, Pol Pot in the Khmer Rouge, Rwanda, Srebrenica, the 11th of September. I wonder what those ancestors whose ghosts surround me right now would say about our ascent, if that's the word, from the cradle of humankind. We've gone from dodging the hyena and jackal to dodging bullets and hijacked aircraft, and the truth about what we're doing to our life support system. Sitting here, I can't help wondering if the Earth won't return one day to the silence of the cradle where it all began. I don't fancy that. I have 4 grandchildren who deserve a future. But it could happen to all 9 billion of us if the talk is just talk.
Bill Moyers is the host of the PBS television program Now with Bill Moyers. Tonight, he'll have a special report from South Africa on the summit, 9 p.m. Eastern, local listings on PBS.org.